A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So at what point did you realise in your childhood that actually you could make a career out of this passion of drawing cars? I mean, because back then, I guess it wasn't an obvious career path.
No, it wasn't. It was a very hard industry to get into. I mean, for whatever reason, I still don't really know why. Wanted to be a racing car designer probably from about the age of 10. I think at least in part because my father was, he enjoyed tinkering around on cars. He was a vet, but he enjoyed tinkering. He's a keen car enthusiast. And I used to buy these Tamiya 12 scale models and built them when I was in my early years, sort of like 10 to 10, 11. And then from about 12, started sketching my own designs and then cannibalising the models and using my dad's workshop to fold up bits of metal and wood and fibreglass and stuff to make my own designs. So that very much became my passion. And I actually ended up kind of choosing my career, my subjects through school and university purely with the idea of trying to become a racing car designer. So actually my O-level results were much better in the art side than they were in sciences. And so the careers advisor said I should study art history and English literature or something. But they didn't really interest me, or certainly not the history and English. So, and as I said, I'm kind of one of the good things in a way that happened was getting chucked out of school and going to the local college. And I studied an OND, which was meant to be equivalent to A-levels, Ordinary National Diploma, in technology, again thinking that was quite, you know, engineering sciences. Then struggled but got into university to study aeronautics, not out of any particular interest in aircraft, but on the basis that racing cars use aircraft technology in their construction. So it's materials, it's stress analysis, it's aerodynamics, it's control theory, all the things that we do. And then when it came to graduation and trying to get that first job, I got stuck in this catch-22 problem. Obviously, this is 1980, so well before the internet. So I just wrote round to all the teams I could find addresses for. And, of course, most didn't reply. The ones that did were almost all only take that catch-22 if you only take people with experience. One or two said we're interested, Tyrrell and a little Formula 2 outfit called Tiger, or Production Car Outfit, which were based in Reading. So I went along for interviews with both of those, and both of them said, we'll take you if such and such sponsorship comes, but it didn't. So I was actually on the verge of taking a job with Lotus Cars on the road car side, and hoping then if I could sort of do reasonably well on the road car side, I'd be able to transfer into the racing side. When Harvey Postlethwaite, who was then at Fittipaldi, the technical director, rang me up. Luckily, I was at the digs in Southampton, and said, can you come for an interview? So I rode my motorbike up, had a Ducati, and sat in the reception at Fittipaldi's in Reading. And he came out and said, oh, you've obviously got a motorbike, what have you got? So I said, a Ducati 900SS. And he said, oh, fantastic, I've got some Moto Guzzi Le Mans. So those were, at that time, were the sort of two big rivals to each other. Can I have a go on it? So I said, of course, please be my guest. So off he went on my bike. And it was a very noisy bike, so you could hear him sort of rumbling around in the industrial estate. And eventually came back after about 10 or 15 minutes with a big smile on his face, took his helmet off and said, so when can you start? That was the interview. So after all that struggle, wow. It was straight in.
Wow.
And as you say, it was a very small industry at that time. So we, Fittipold is, I think there was a total of 5 engineers. I was hired as junior aerodynamicist, which turned out to be senior aerodynamicist as well, because the aerodynamics group was effectively me. That was it, which is unbelievable. I mean, nowadays, you've got we're kind of in the middle, we Red Bull, but the very big teams, Ferrari and Mercedes, they're probably well over 200 just in the aerodynamics group. It's insane.
Because it is a very specific ambition for a teenage boy. Did you have heroes out there that you wanted to emulate? Or was it more kind of you just admired F1 and the racing side of it?
I just admired F1. I didn't really have heroes. I mean, I suppose Colin Chapman was obviously the guy who was known as the great innovator, and he did create a lot of very good innovations. There's another chap, Jim Hall, who was the owner and designer at Chaparral, and he actually probably was responsible for a lot of what we now have in racing cars. Just wasn't particularly recognised for us at the time. So I was always interested in the engineering. And then on the sort of driver's side, then yes, of course, there's some drivers I particularly followed. I don't know why, Emerson Fittipaldi in particular, and Lotus, because my dad had a couple of Lotus Lands, the second of which, both of them he built from kits, the second one in 1971, which is, by then I was kind of old enough to help him build it from this kit. It kind of arrived on the back of a lorry, and he basically put the engine in and put the wheels on and stuff, which is a sort of tax dodge at the time. I think by doing that you avoided car tax, I'm not sure. So Lotus, as I say, was the team we always followed. And it was kind of also suited what I was interested in, because Lotus tended to be, generally speaking, the most innovative team at the time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.